extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Nat, how are you?
Morena, I'm okay. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Excited to talk about flatbread this morning.
Yeah, flatbread. Have you ever had that doner kebab plate at Bestie on K Road?
Oh, yes. That is so yum. Have you had that, Zoe?
No, I've not.
Oh, it's so good. It's just got all the things you want. Just everything, and it's all the perfect amount. Mm. So tasty.
It's so good. So they have this beautiful homemade flatbread, which is, I'm going to do a recipe of that and give you some other ideas on what you could top with it. But they have this beautiful flatbread. They do a chili fried egg. They do some lamb, pickled vegetables, cabbage, yogurt. It's just a really, and it's all piled on top of this flatbread. It's just such a good time.
It's so nice.
Yeah, and super delicious and a great thing to have for lunch. Recommend, Zoe, you should try it.
Well, thank you.
So I got into making homemade flatbreads last year when we were locked inside and had heaps of time on my hands to make dough for dinner. Mm. And it's incredibly easy and it kind of just makes a meal really fun. So usually what I would do is I would make falafel and do a big salad kind of thing as well with it. I thought that might be a little bit long today. So I'm just going to go through the base of the flatbread.
Cool, okay.
Which was super easy. And you kind of just need a few ingredients. So you need plain flour, 250 grams. You need some high-grade flour, the same amount. 1 teaspoon of yeast, just that you can get from the supermarket. 300 mils of lukewarm water. 1 teaspoon of honey or sugar. I like to use honey.
Nice.
I think it gives the bread a little bit, or the dough a little bit more sweetness.
Yeah.
And 2 tablespoons of olive oil and 1 teaspoon of salt. Okay.
That sounds nice and easy so far. I'm like, I have all of these things in my cupboard already. That's helpful.
Yeah, awesome. Yes. Yeah, this is kind of like a pantry kind of thing that you can use to jazz up any meal, I reckon.
Nice.
So what you need to do is you just you get your lukewarm water and you put in your honey and then you add in the yeast and you just kind of mix it in a little bit and you kind of leave it for about 3 or 5 minutes and it should kind of bloom up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing happens, you need new yeast.
So it's just old and it's died, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And you should keep your yeast in the fridge and stuff like that. And it does go off, but I have definitely pushed the expiry date pretty hard and it's still working. you let that yeast kind of bloom in the water and then you add that yeasted water into all the other ingredients and mix it together. This dough is a little bit wet, but you just turn it out onto the bench, and if it's super sticky, you just add a little bit more flour, either flour, it doesn't matter. But you want to knead this for like 5 minutes, this dough, until it's quite smooth. It's not so sticky anymore.
Yep.
And then you just chuck it in a bowl and put a big bowl, I should say, and chuck a tea towel over
that would
the top.
Be a massive bowl, I think, at that point, like a really, swimming really pool.
Flatbread for all.
a clean tea towel over the top. And I usually just put this on top of my fridge where it's quite warm.
Mm-hmm.
And you just let the dough triple in size, and that might take it anywhere between 1 to 2 hours.
Okay, so you have to prepare for this one only in the sense that you can't make this 10 minutes before you want to eat it.
Nah, not really. This is, you can't, your guests shouldn't be showing up for dinner while you're kneading dough.
Okay.
For sure. This is something that you do well in advance. I would usually, when I make these, I'll probably prepare the dough at lunchtime for dinner.
Yep, I got you.
If I'm home. Cool. So once your dough is tripled in size and it's looking kind of nice and fluffy, you just tip it out onto the bench and portion it up, and the dough will deflate at that time, which mm-hmm. is all good. And then you just portion it into small balls and roll it out. So depending on the size of your pan is kind of how big you want to make your flatbread.
I was going to ask that,
Yeah. It's no bigger than a dinner plate, I reckon.
Right.
But yeah, and then all you need to do, and these take maybe 3 minutes to cook, you just put a little bit of oil in the frying pan, heat that pan up quite hot, and chuck the flatbread in. You want to give it quite a bit of, maybe the 2 minutes on one side and then 1 minute on the other side, and you'll get these beautiful little charry bits as well.
Yum.
That give the bread lots of flavour.
Mm.
But yeah, and then you're done.
That's so easy.
That sounds so good. It definitely sounds like a recipe that's my level of beginner.
a bit of burn that's on purpose, definitely.
Oh,
something,
yes.
I can do, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely my brand as well.
So what would you put with this if you were making this at home? What would be some things you would serve with this?
Awesome. Well, one thing that's just really nice is you can cut these up and have them with a dip, or like kind of like a mezze platter.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of different nibbly bits, and that's it's a really nice, fresh kind of addition to that. I usually like to do it with falafel, so you could use store-bought falafel or make your own, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and some garlic yogurt, chopped up cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, carrots, parsley, bit of chili sauce.
Yum.
All
the good
stuff. And
kind
of make, you know, like a falafel that you would get at the kebab shop, but at home for dinner is pretty nice.
Yep.
I also really like chopped up avocado and tomato with coriander and salt and pepper.
Ooh.
And a little bit of vinegar, and just pop that on top of the flatbread with a bit of feta on top.
Oh, yum.
A really nice, easy lunch. Or if you got some leftover flatbread dough, you could fry some in the morning and have chili fried eggs or scrambled eggs with a big parsley salad on top. I reckon that would be delicious.
Yum, that sounds so good. I'm definitely going to try this out. It sounds like a good easy level of bread making for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got mixed results with my bread making, but it is one of my favourite foods. So this is sounding very good.
Yeah.
Thank
it's pretty
you.
Pretty awesome.
Thank you very much for bringing us a nice, easy flatbread recipe today. And I'm going to try the avocado thing for a lunch one time. That sounds nice and fresh.
Yeah, do it.
Well, thank you very much for that, Nat. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and we will see you next week.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
All right. Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.